guys, we are going to be in the book of Matthew. So if you have your scriptures with you, Matthew chapter 28, that's where we were reading earlier, the presentation of the crucifixion and resurrection there in the book of Matthew, and the wind's blowing, but that's going to be okay. Hey, I want to start out with a strange illustration for Easter, and hopefully you'll make this be something that will remind you every time that you see this of what we're going to be talking about today, and that is summer sausage. Summer sausage. Everybody like summer sausage? You know, it's an interesting thing. This Christmas, my sister and her husband, they sent us one of those little boxes of Petrus Farm, summer sausage, and there was cheese, there were crackers, and I remember when I saw it, I kind of went, well, that's nice. You know, I didn't go that bad and say it was good. I just went, yeah, that's nice, a nice summer sausage. And, probably a few weeks later, I started cutting into that. And let me tell you, the Petrus Farm summer sausage, that stuff was good. Perfectly spiced. The cheese was wonderful. The crackers were good. And I just said, man, I like summer sausage. Now, something else that you need to know about me is that I come from a family that has been heavily involved in the meat packing process. My granddad managed a meat packing company. My dad worked at a meat packing company the whole time I was growing up. And here's what I want to tell you, that I never asked how they made the sausage. I didn't want to know, right? There are some things I just said, it's better not to know. I like summer sausage. I'm going to eat summer sausage. And if anybody ever tries to tell me what they put in that, I'm just going to stick my fingers in my ears. I'm just going to hum. So it's better for me not to know. It's better for me not to know. Now, I know that's a crazy illustration for Easter, but here's what I want to go with that. I think there's more to the Easter resurrection story than just what we normally celebrate in Easter. I think there's more to that story. I think what we celebrate in Easter is that part we all go, man, I like that. I love the grace. I love just the thought of God following through on his promises. But today, I want to talk about the part that is the hard part. The part that so many Christians just kind of go, listen, I just want to enjoy the resurrection. I don't want to hear about that other part. I don't want to think about it. But today I want to show it to you in Scripture. So we're going to start in chapter 28 of Matthew. And in Matthew 28, we're going to go to verse 5, 6, and 7. And so here we go, Matthew. 5, 6, and 7. Thank you, Mr. Wynn, for helping me turn those pages. Here we go. Verse 5, it says, the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Now, we're going to stop right there, because that's what we like to hear at Easter. We like that thought that Jesus has risen from the dead. And let me tell you something. We better like that. back to step one. This is not what you do. It's what Jesus did. It secures us forever. And that's another great point of the resurrection. And number three, the next thing that I say we really like is we get to live forever. Live forever. And we can all think about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He died for our sins. And if we confess that name, we will live forever. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, that means everlasting life in heaven. That means everlasting life on a brand new earth and a brand new heaven that God's going to create one day. Because of the resurrection, we will be with our Father and our Creator forever. baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age. See, I mean, right after that, he said, go. He said, tell. And he said, teach. And he said, I will be with you. You know, let me tell you, the reason that you're going to leave here and not do the hard part, the reason you're going to leave here and just say, hey, I just want to think about grace today. I just want to think about forgiveness today. I just want to think about heaven today. And you want to push aside the go and the tell and the teach is because of fear. And that's why Jesus said, I will be with you. You have nothing to fear. In fact, 1 Timothy says, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but he dwelt us with his Holy Spirit, with power. He dwelt us with all those different things so that we can have that life. We're fixing to come to a conclusion here. And I just want to say it one more time. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen. And just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly. Tell his disciples that he has risen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just want to thank you today. God, you're an incredible God. We love you. God, we not only want to just hear about you, but we want to obey you. God, we just want to thank you for what you've done. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to sing just another song. This is a time to reflect on what God's telling you today. Hey, we want to opportunity. If you want to know more about asking Jesus into your heart, maybe this is the first time you really considered the grace, considered the forgiveness, considered the eternal implications of accepting Christ, we want to give you that opportunity today. Today, as the cars are leaving, if you have more questions about salvation, stay where you're at and kind of put your hand out after a few minutes so that we know to come over. I'll put on my mask. I'll bring my Bible with you.